trusting your own body to know how to be here in your nest. And bringing warmth, kindness, and an appreciation and joy of aliveness to the lower belly. And if it feels right, you could also put your hands there to help connect. And meanwhile, letting the whole body kind of melt back into the ground. Giving up what feels heavy, giving weight to the ground. Becoming part of the ground, so what lifts up is effortless. Letting the eyes rest as if towards the back of the head. Letting the rib cage also open and spread. And rest back. And just starting to imagine that we breathe through the belly, in and out through the belly. Breathing in and just for now feeling the belly. And breathing out, emptying from the belly through the belly. As if our real head or center of consciousness is actually in the belly. And that's where things are really happening. Playing with breathing in through the belly, starting to fill down through the left leg. So breathing in all the way into the left foot and breathing out from the left foot through the leg out the belly. And if it feels right, you could breathe now also, not only into the left leg and foot, but also into the right shoulder, arm, and hand. as if we have one lung in the leg and foot on the left side and one lung in the right arm and hand. And we're breathing out through some mouth or nose in the belly. And then playing with the right leg and foot. Breathing in, filling the leg, foot, toes, and then emptying them with the out breath. And adding the left arm to the right leg. Starting to wake up the connections between the belly and the limbs, as if waking up hidden potentialities in the limbs, as if secret wisdom, secret ways of moving, of knowing, could come alive by letting the limbs connect to the belly in this way. And so we could play with now breathing in and just filling both legs and feet. And emptying both legs and feet with the out breath. Freeing up the legs to also be more like arms, not only just strong and sturdy, but also fine and elegant, skillful. And especially the feet, not just like a carpet that we stand on and get dirty, but feeling the vastness of the feet. And what if we would include with the legs and feet the head as if the head is another limb, like a triangle, the two legs and the head, breathing in, filling and emptying through the belly. Letting the head resign presidency and just be another limb. Not so bad after all. Just to be a limb with its own kind of intelligence. Letting the whole body be more of a free-floating thing. As if we're really warm and floating. Floating in softness. A brightness floating in softness. Where something unexpected may happen anytime. And what if we now again feel into the arms, breathing in and out through the belly, filling and emptying the arms. Letting the head and legs kind of move into the background. Dropping weight into the ground and letting gravity reach through you to lift up whatever happens to lift up. So our actual physical lungs, that movement included as part of the pathway into the arms from the belly. And if we include with the two arms and hands the tailbone as if it's another sixth limb, as if the arms and the tailbone could be just as strong as a leg, just as fragile, sensitive, smart as a head. Just what happens if we breathe and imagine in this way. And for the rest of the meditation, you could just continue to play with this exercise, pairing up different limbs, making triangles, breathing into all of the six limbs, you could just play with staying in that free floating sense of brightness, held in softness. Or you could just leave any exercise whatsoever.